acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change.
You are listening to City Heart Radio. It is 11:32 and I am AM on Tuesday, February 27th. And this is Voices from the Hub on City Heart Radio. I am super excited to get to have a chance to chat with Joe Della Pina about the upcoming storytelling event that I've been calling the newest storytelling event in town. And also because I got to see Joe share a story at the Long Beach Community Theater's storytelling events a month or two ago. So very excited to welcome you to City Heart Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I'm super psyched to be here too. Very cool.
So if you could, do you want to just start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and your love of storytelling?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Joe Della Pina and I am an actor and a storyteller. I live in Marina Del Rey. I've always liked to tell stories. I didn't really know until, you know, the last couple of years that it could be a performance art. It could be a type of performance, which I love to do. So I love to tell a story. Mostly I love for people to hear something they relate to. No, oh yeah, that's me.
Yeah. The story I heard you share at Speakeasy, the Long Beach Community Theater event, the words blobby and frizzy came up quite a bit.
Yep. Blobby, frizzy, sweaty, hot and old. That was, yeah. So that story was, of course, you know, when we talk about storytelling, it's true stories. So that was a true story of the time that I ended up in Argentina feeling really gross in a quest to try to find, to feel attractive again. And I actually ended up the opposite. But it all turned out okay in the end. Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it. It was great. You had us all cracking up. And I mean, yeah, super relatable. Just the moments where, you know, it doesn't turn out like you expected or how you planned.
Right. That's right. It had a happy ending, right? Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Okay. So we are talking about the What's Your Ism storytelling event happening this week. And I'm curious, I don't want you to feel like I'm trying to get you to tell the story, because I'm definitely not. But if you could give us a headline or a teaser, just any kind of, you know, just pique their interest, let folks know.
Sure. Yeah, so I'm excited about this because Stephen Diebel and I have been on several storytelling events together. And so he invited me to his new show. And of course, I jumped at it. So I thought, well, for a new show, I'm going to debut a new story. So the only people who've ever heard the story are my close friends. And it is a story from this strange era in my life when I was super into rodeo. It makes no sense. I don't know why, but I was into rodeo. And it's another romantic foible of romance with the cowboy gone way wrong. But you know what? Again, happy ending. I'll just say that much. Happy ending.
There you go. I love, you said the only folks that have heard it so far are your close family and friends. What I loved about hearing you share your story, you know, we hadn't met before. We're officially meeting for the first time right now, but I felt like this, a close friend. I felt like you were telling a story to me like we've known each other for years. And it was so cool.
Thank you so much. That's exactly what I want to hear. That's exactly what I was hoping, because the whole point of it is to connect with people and make them feel like they're in on something intimate, like they're hearing something. Not only, so there's a couple things. One, I want to get my stories out there because I have some fun ones. But two, I want to be understood. I want someone to go, oh, I see why she did that now. Oh, that makes sense to me. And three, probably most importantly, I want people to feel something and feel either I can relate to that, or I know that actually helps me in a relationship that I have with someone who acted like that, whatever. So I feel like storytelling has those really nice benefits. And it means a whole lot to me that you felt like it was a warm conversation. Thanks.
Yeah, definitely. I come from a family of not on stage storytellers, but of like, we're constantly all telling stories on top of one another, you know?
Yeah, so yeah,
that's how I felt. I felt like I was just at my parents' house listening to my mom tell a story or my sister tell a story, or, you know, just having a good time. It was really cool.
Love it.
I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about how you got into storytelling in the first place.
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't even really know the moment that it happened, except I was in a solo performance class. And there is a woman named Ann Noble, who is just a venerable acting teacher and storytelling teacher. She does everything. She's a genius. And in her class, in the solo performance class, we had to write stories to be part of our solo performance. And I had too many stories to put into the play that I wrote. So I was like, what do I do with these extra stories? Oh, I'll go tell them somewhere. So the first couple times I went, I would go to the Moss or I would go to Mortified. I put my name in the bin, but I never got picked. And I think it's probably a good thing because I wasn't fully prepared. And then I learned how to do it, you know, through that solo performance class. Then I took storytelling class at UCB. Then I read that amazing book that Margot wrote. Long story short, I started attending many more storytelling till I got to the point where I'm like, okay, now I know how you do this well and I can do it. And I think my first one was at Frank Trainor's It's Funny Now. And it just blew up from there.
That's awesome. So cool. I love how everyone has such a different path into it, you know?
Yeah.
Totally different.
Yeah, and everybody should do it. Honestly, every single person has a story. I know a lot of people think, well, nothing ever happened. Nothing interesting happened to me. That isn't true. You can turn anything into a really compelling story, you know? All you have to do is create it. All you have to do is craft it correctly, and then you got something.
Yeah. What does storytelling give to the audience, to the community of storytelling fans, folks who don't necessarily get on the stage or get on the mic yet, but can come, you know, time after time and listen?
You know what? I appreciate those people so much, so much. Not everybody has to get up and tell a story. So someone who's just there to be interested, that means a lot to me. And for them, I hope that they will get a perspective maybe they hadn't considered before, or something hilarious to tell. I have gone to storytellings that have been so good and funny that I've told them myself. Not, you know, I didn't steal them and say this has happened to me, but I say, you got to hear what I heard this woman tell, this crazy story, you know. So I do that. So I hope that people will have something to talk about, or just be able to relate to people. You know, they say, you know what, I never would have done what you did, but my best friend probably would have. And it makes me understand a little bit more where she's coming from. You know, it's supposed to be a laugh. Not every single time. I've been to storytellings where, you know, it's very heartfelt, but I like the laughing one. So hopefully you get a laugh, but also hopefully, you know, it moves something.
Yeah, absolutely. Are there stories that you have shared that they've maybe changed over time? Like, I know they're true stories, but do you change them kind of between storytelling nights?
Definitely, because sometimes I'll be like, oh my God, this is one of the biggest laughs, and then it doesn't get a laugh. And I think, oh, maybe I'm the only one that thought that was funny. So I might tweak it a little bit here and there. No, I don't change any material facts. You know, I don't add new things in. One thing that I think is fair game is to change the timeline a little bit. You know, I'm not gonna say in 1961 when I was 12, because I don't need people to know my age. that was an exaggeration, by the way. So I might change a little, you know, a little bit of the timeline, but the truth of the stories is always there. So there just might be a little bit of recrafting here and there.
Yeah, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else do you have in the works? You're coming up on stage in Long Beach here. What else is going on?
Yeah, I'm super excited about that one. Then I'm in a band called The Lonesome Captain and His Hurt Feelings. We are a comedy/country funk band, and I do think it's relevant to this audience because we tell a lot of stories during the show. You know, it's a comedy show, but I mean, our band leader, the Lonesome Captain, is an incredible guitarist. So if you like comedy, if you like stories, if you like trash, if you like music, you're gonna be entertained. So we're playing at Venice West on Tuesday, a week from today. We're playing at the Viper Room later this month. And I am also continuing to take my solo show, which is called Boy Crazy Psycho Slut, to different venues. I'm trying to take it to the Edinburgh Fringe. I don't think it's going to happen this year. Originally, I had plans to go this year, but then I had the opportunity to take a vacation to Italy, and I really didn't want to miss that. So we'll see.
Nice. How was Italy?
Well, it's coming up.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll have to.
I'm super. Yeah. I couldn't take off the whole month of August just to travel the world, you know? So, I mean, maybe one day, but right now, no. So I'm going to have to skip Edinburgh Fringe this year and bring it next year. But if anybody wants me to bring Boy Crazy Psycho Slut to them, I'm happy to do it. It's 1 hour play. It's very funny. It's for, I'd say, audiences age 16 and up.
That's awesome. That is such a cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, very cool. I love the title. It's definitely got
it's
my interest.
I mean, that's what most people say. It's pretty memorable, and it's pretty, I don't know if it's accurate or not. People are like, that's not what I expected it to be. So, yeah.
That's good, though. I was going to ask you, too, you know, you have this play is based on your life?
Yeah. So, Boy Crazy Psycho Slut is a series of stories about a woman starting at age 5 all the way up to the future of her life, like over 50. So I say her because it is a character. Things in the play happened to me, and things in the play were stories that I took and turned into part of the play. But not every single thing in the play is strictly accurate like a storytelling would be. It's a play, you know. There's some things that are exaggerated. There's some names that are changed. There's some a lot more cussing than I would normally do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that means that I can still ask the question that I really wanted to ask, because I was thinking if it's already written, then this question might not work. But what I was going to ask you is if, you know, you were to look at your entire life story, just the story of you, what is that story about?
I would say it is pretty similar to Boy Crazy Psycho Slut in that it's a lifelong search to figure out who the heck I am, right? Because I have been a little bit of everything all the time. I tell this funny, I mean, to me it's funny, but it's a little sad, this line, which is, I fit in everywhere, so therefore I don't fit in anywhere. Does that make any sense? To me, it makes sense, because it's like, I can go to the rodeo and hang out. I did rodeo. I did rock and rollers. I worked in an advertising role in corporate America. I work in retail now. I am in a rock band. I was a country, you know, person. Like, I could do all of those things, but I never found the exact place that this is where Joe belongs. You know, so I don't know that I ever will either. It's a lifetime search. So that's what my story would be. It's like, who is this person?
And you're happy not getting to the answer.
You know what? Kind of, yeah, because there's something very cool about being that liminal person who can just do it all. You know what's really funny that you just said is Joe is not even my real name. It's my middle name, right? So some people in my life know me as Jennifer. Some know me as Joe. Some know me as JD. In the band, I am Pearl. In the tiki scene, I'm really big into the tiki scene. I'm Trixie Joe Pineapples. You know, who knows? And I think there is, as a younger person, it was a struggle to figure out where do I fit. And now it's sort of like, isn't it great to just be a little bit of all of it? So yeah, I'm not in a big hurry to find that spot, but I'm having a lot of fun, like, trying it all out.
That's super cool. I love that. I'm curious.
Join me. Please join me.
I'm curious to know more about how you got to Pearl and the tiki names.
Who knows? They all just came somehow. I stumbled upon them. Pearl was given to me. The lonesome captain named me Pearl, and I thought it suited me. So, yeah.
Nice. That is excellent. Well, on Thursday night, you're Joe. Is that right?
I'm Joe. Yes. Joe.
Okay. What are you looking forward to most about the story that you're sharing for Thursday?
Well, it's going to be one of those workshopping ones, because I've never told it before. So I'm looking forward to see the reaction. Is it as funny as I think? Does it have a nice, neat, you know, twist at the end? Is it high stakes? Is it high stakes enough? I think so, but you know, you never know. I've told a couple of stories that I think, you know what, I don't think I'm going to tell that one again. Because I thought it was fine, but I didn't really get like the gasp or I didn't feel the energy. So we'll see. I'm really looking forward to seeing if people, you know, get this one. And if not, I will tweak. Or maybe write a whole new one.
Well, there you go. That's what you got. Yes. What would you say to someone who's never been to a storytelling event, but is in Long Beach and is looking for something to do on Thursday, and they have no idea what we mean when we say it's a storytelling event?
Oh my gosh, I'd say you have absolutely nothing to lose. You will absolutely not regret going. It is just an evening of fun times, of some short stories. It's free to get in. There's drinks and food to buy, right? I know there's drinks. I'm not sure there's food. Why would you not go? It's something interesting to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where can folks find you on social media? Where can they find you out in the community? How can we become
on
your
social
biggest
media? Thank you for asking. So on Instagram and TikTok. No, let me start over. On Instagram, I am Delapina. That's just my last name. Delapina. Also Instagram and on the web, you can also find the Lonesome Captain and his Hurt Feelings. I think if you type Lonesome Captain, Hurt Feelings, you should be able to find that. And then finally on TikTok, I have a lot of fun selling things at Nordstrom, which is where I work. So you can find me at Joe Shops at Nordstrom. I know it's kind of goofy, but it's a lot of fun.
That's excellent. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. It's a blast.
And then do you have, other than Thursday night, anything else? I know you mentioned your band performances, anything, any other storytelling stuff coming up this month or next month?
I'm going to attend a few and watch them, but this is the only one I'm on the bill. So I'd say Thursday night storytelling, Tuesday night, Lonesome Captain show in Venice. And then you'll probably see me around at some of the other storytellings popping up.
Awesome. What is your favorite thing about what you do?
What is it that I do? I do a little bit of everything. So I think that is my favorite thing, is that I will never be bored for one moment, because I am always creating something. There's always something happening. I'm either writing a story, or I'm selling some clothes, or I'm helping my friend find sponsors for her work or conference that she's working on, or I'm playing in a band, or I'm dressing up like a tiki pinup. So how can you ever be bored? That's my favorite thing, is that, you know, life could be an awful lot of fun.
That's awesome. And that's one of those quotes.
I'm glad you asked that, because there is this. I'm a person who actually has been diagnosed with clinical depression. And I have found that the best way to counter that is to do what my doctor tells me, yes, but also to keep busy, to keep my brain doing things, to write stories, to make movies, to, you know, book travel, like constantly doing something cool to stay focused on what's next, instead of thinking about what went wrong or what could go wrong. I just think about what's next, what's next, what's next. That's actually a line out of Boy Crazy Psycho Slut, which is, I love that we don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow, and I love that it could be anything. So I'm hoping if anybody's like feeling kind of bad, maybe they can take me as an example of, you know, overcoming the misery of, you know, I had depression pretty darn bad. I'm not going to say I don't have it, because I think it's a lifelong struggle, but I am handling it very well by using these outlets to, you know, create and reach people and talk to people and et cetera.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing.
Thank
that.
You so
that's-
much.
I think that's part of what we hope to do, you know, here, is just share a little bit about what we get out of the things that we're doing with folks, you know, that are going through the same kind of thing. So thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, I want to talk about it openly. This should not be any type of stigma, you know, just say it.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Yeah. Well, I want to let you get back to your day, but I really appreciate you hopping on City Heart Radio with me here. Any last thoughts, anything that you want to shout out or share about anything? any last thoughts?
Yeah, I would just like to say that, you know, I'm not an LBCer, but I love Long Beach. So thanks for having me down there. Thanks for interviewing me. I hope that people will come out. It's going to be fun. It's really going to be fun.
Yeah, I hope it's a full house. I really do. I know there will be a couple of folks from our magazine attending who will probably be approaching you afterward and hoping we can talk to you a little bit more and maybe put some stuff in the magazine and just kind of keep this back and forth relationship with What Is Your Ism and all the local storytellers. Keep that growing.
Yeah, love it. Sounds fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and see you Thursday.
Thanks, Paige. Bye.
Bye.